renounce your past,
and trading in perfect truth is seldom met with, even 100,000 myriad kalpas. But now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. This morning we're doing two ceremonies. The first is the festival ceremony of the Buddhist Parinirvana. And then right after that we're going to do a memorial ceremony for Jerry Williams, who died 2 weeks ago today. 2 weeks ago this evening, actually, tonight. Jerry has for a long time, almost from the beginning of this temple, been a member of its congregation. And he became over the years a very central support of this temple. Not because of material wealth, he was not at all a wealthy person, but because of a wealth of merit and a wealth of sincerity. He's embarked on a great journey, and it isn't a romanticization to say that it is a journey. Death is not, as I so often say, it is not an extinction. It's a big change. On one level, it is a spiritual journey. On another level, it isn't a change at all. You could say something like that when someone dies, they're returning to the great ocean of merit. However, that would presume that they had ever left the great ocean of merit, and that isn't true. We're all within, we are all of that great ocean of merit. And when we die, that doesn't change in the least, not one bit. We are still in and of that great ocean of merit. It is the reality of what we are. To call it a great ocean of merit is really the exact same meaning as to say that we all have the Buddha nature. We don't lose the Buddha nature when we die. The funny thing about that great ocean of merit, we speak of making merit, and there's a way of thinking about merit where that is true. And at the same time, if we're already within the great ocean of merit, we don't make merit at all. If there is already a fullness of merit, a perfection of merit, how can you add to it? What actually happens is all of our ignorance, all of our confusion, all of our greed, hate, and delusion, all of our spiritual darkness and pain, that's just that aspect of the great ocean of merit that is still unactualized potential. So that really is literally true that training is enlightenment, because what we call training is the actualization of our potential for Buddhahood. Yet whether that merit manifests as actualization, that is enlightenment, or as potential, that is delusion, it is that merit within which we live, within which we are, and it ain't going nowhere. Our journey, our spiritual journey, has to do with that actualization. So our training is indeed endless. We don't have Jerry sitting with us in body here now. Yet what Jerry really is has not gone anywhere at all. Homage to all the Buddhas in all the world. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture.